absorbed in thinking that, for example, in this material world, a sunset is very nice or something is very nice. But, if, for example, in Mayapur, is a devotee free to, for example, enjoy all the scenery without...
Do you think Mayapur is material world?
No.
Then, why would I say?
That's what I was thinking, that is. This is our...
That is called dham. Dham means not material world. Goloka dham. Vrindavan dham. The dham is not material world. Not material world. With these eyes, humanity, dham also is not visible with these eyes. Manjana chudita bhakti milo chanena santa sadai varidaya subhidho. That is dham, premanjana.
Church in Toronto.
Yeah.
We sold all the church pews.
Mm.
And Billy Graham, you know who Billy Graham is? He's a evangelist preacher in the United States. He sometimes went to that church to preach. So when we sold the pews, we would tell people that Billy Graham sat in this pew, and they would become excited to purchase.
Yeah, it does sound a good price.
Yes.
That's nice.
As you're always saying, Prabhupada, these people are not becoming purified. There's one man who Jagadish mentioned. Mm. He's the most famous Christian preacher practically in the Western world. Mm. And now he's becoming older, about 60. And recently they asked him that if you could live your life again, would you live the same life or a different life? So he said, I'm very sorry because I spent too much of my time preaching. I should have spent more time with my family. At the end of life, this is his.
And he's the foremost Christian preacher in the world right now,
brother. He said, I accepted too many invitations to go preach. I should have spent time with my family.
That'll make him more popular, and they'll say he's more religious.
Already left to preach.
Ah, that's nice. Dhunanti, agang dhunanti kasnena nihara mivabhaskar. This is Krishna. In 1 second, he can make it purified. Ahangpa, sarva papi, bhamma kush, masu. Simply surrender.
Like our desire not to surrender is very powerful, because Krishna
not
is
powerful.
So,
yes, powerful.
Krishna is so powerful, and yet our nonsense is so strong that we can resist such a powerful force as Krishna's love.
Now the whole sky clear. 100 samai.
It's a little early for the
bubble.
A little early for entering.
All right. Very good child. It's a clan spirit. Aborigines. They fight among their clans.
That's Aborigine
spirit. Huh?
Aborigine spirit?
Yes. Just like Africa.
Prabhupada, you wrote in a letter to Bhagavan, you said that originally the Europeans had Aryan-type culture, but they had become degraded.
Still Aryan. Europeans and Aryan, Indo-Aryan. That is admitted in history.
You said that they became degraded by association,
these aborigines.
Who were the aborigines they associated with?
Everywhere they were aborigines. In India, there is still aborigines. Adivasi.
You were saying, Prabhupada, the Huns.
Hmm? Huns.
Yeah, Huns. They were considered like that?
Yeah, Huns are also. Lower than the Sudras, Chandalas, dog eaters, animal eaters. And this European historians, the aborigines, their original father.
Their what father?
Original father.
Original father.
You said, yes, they are your original father.
No, the aborigines, the naked junglies, they were original person, eh? Do they know?
Before that, there was the caveman.
Caveman, that is aborigine.
Yeah. And before the caveman was the missing link.
And he has known, missing link.
They don't know who they're missing, because he's missing.
Let's see, the imagination. Fanatic imagination. He's creating
species.
A theory, a species.
Missing link species. And they have models of this missing link.
They know it. It's still
although
missing.
It's missing.
Missing means they know only. Or he knows.
When I was preaching in California, one very famous anthropologist came to speak there, and he gave a new theory about the origin of the species. So he said before in the audience, he said that actually we have very little evidence of this theory. But he said that we have very little evidence for this theory, but he said that all of you should not be disturbed because our previous theory, we had no evidence whatsoever. So this is an improvement.
He admitted. Yes. He just said that was nonsense. And it's still is nonsense going on.
So don't be disturbed.
Yeah. So you are dealing with all nonsense. Don't be disappointed.
I had another professor, he was very world-famous geneticist from genetics. And I remember when I was a student there, he was always trying to prove there was no God. That was his mission. And so he was in so much anxiety. He's an older man that he would simply stand up every day and shake. During the whole class, he was actually shaking with anxiety. He could hardly speak. He was famous.
Why are you shaking?
He was in so much anxiety. He was very, very nervous. He would just shake. Always trying to prove there is no God.
No temple or deity worship. So one boy, so he was a member of the society. And there is Shitala Mata, the goddess of smallpox. So he had some trouble in the house of smallpox. she thought of going to the Sitala Mata's temple. So he's entering the temple and seeing this mother, I am a devotee, but they will tax me, therefore I'm going to. Hare Krishna. This man, he is afraid of God, but he has to preach. There is no God. So he has people.
In every class, he would smoke at least 4 or 5 cigarettes. I'm so nervous.
Is victimized, and in this life you can adventure to conquer over. This is human life. Cats and dogs, they cannot fight with Maya. But a human being, he can fight. So if you don't fight, you don't take that adventure, then we demand cats and dogs. The cats and dogs, they fight among themselves, but not with the Maya. So, aborigines, although they have got features of human beings, they are no more than the cats and dogs. So they also fight among themselves. They do not know that the fighting spirit should be utilized to declare war against Maya. That is possible in human life. Tato Brahma Jigyana. This fighting is philosophy. What is the ultimate cause? What is Brahma? What I am? Fighting against darkness. Sleeping. Katanidya jao maya pishachira kule. Everyone is sleeping on the lap of Maya. Now this human form of life is not for sleeping, but for awakening and fight with Maya. That is human life. You are living the other day, why the sun changes color after rising?
The refraction of the light rays.
He said that when the light rays pass through the clouds and this diverts the light rays in different ways.
So what is a cloud?
Not necessarily a cloud.
Through the atmosphere.
Atmosphere, the density is different. It changes.
When it's directly
density?
Overhead.
But it is fixed up, why is it changing?
When it's directly overhead, there is...
Over it means it has gone. If it is fixed, why it should change color?
We have gone. It has gone. It changes color to us. It doesn't change color.
Huh?
To our eyes.
Why?
The color changes.
Why?
Because our eyes are not so are blunt.
Is it because the light rays?
No. If the sun is fixed, so why our eyes will change?
Just like if we
see
a filter.
In the beginning, as you see, it is red, and it is fixed. It should remain red.
They say the atmosphere changes.
Huh?
They say the atmosphere
changes. The light of the sun filters through the...
Atmosphere changes? What is the atmosphere changing? It's the same atmosphere. We saw in red, and then what is
the angle.
According to your angle of vision.
You are all scientists, I know. Please talk with one body. What is that?
There's an angle.
All rascals. Scientist means all rascals. That I know. You haven't got to explain. I am trying to understand that if the sun is, suppose the red light is fixed. So red light is always red, right? Why it should be white? What is it called?
They say there's a spectrum.
They say what you say, what you have understood.
There's a spectrum of different colors, which combined together is white light. But when the light bends, it bends at different, the different colors of light bend at different angles, so that the...
Why the light bends? I am a crude man, I am not a scientist. I say, I see one red light there. So it is always red. Why should you white?
But the sunlight, the sun is...
Again, sunlight, please explain this. The light is fixed and it is reddish. So why you see change?
Only part of the light reaches us, the red part, not all the...
Anyway, the color changes.
Because in the beginning, when the sun is red, only the red part of the light spectrum reaches our eyes.
That means it is moving. The red part is gone, then white part comes.
Then when the rest of the light reaches our eyes, it becomes white.
They say we are moving. It is not moving. We are moving.
I am moving.
The earth is turning. The sun is
moving.
But very slowly. They say the earth is turning, so you see the sun as moving. But actually you are moving. Just like if you're in a car and you're moving, it may appear that sometimes you can see another object.
Well, that's why the color should change. That is why. You may move.
Because he's explaining that light is seen when it bends, white light, when it bends at different angles.
That is only applicable when you accept that the sun is moving. That's what atmosphere is going.
The earth is moving.
They say the earth is turning. Therefore, at a certain point, the sun is actually below the horizon, but part of the sun's light, the red spectral, the red light of the sun, comes over the horizon, and so the sun appears
red. But actually, it's not reddish, it's white. Or yellow, whatever.
But actually, it is white, that's all right. But if you see one fixed thing, a color, the practical experience, the color does not change if it is fixed.
Supposing there's a white light, and you're situated here, and in front of you is a screen with many colors, and you're moving different ways along this screen. Sometimes you're looking through a green, sometimes you're in that way, although the light is fixed up, because you're moving behind different colored
screens.
So
what is that screen?
That's called the spectrum.
It's called the spectrum.
So what is that? That is also finished.
The atmosphere is...
The atmosphere is the screen. As the spectrum hits the atmosphere, it bends. It's like a prism, Srila Prabhupada.
And then the speed of the earth changes. In the morning, you see, the sun is very slowly rising. Either sun speed or your speed. But now you see it is rising very quickly.
That's explained that because the sun, actually you can see it before it appears over the horizon, because the light rays reach our eyes before the sun actually comes up.
Yeah, but that's only 8 minutes difference. That won't explain it. Because the light rays reach in 8 minutes, that won't explain it. That would only cause 8 minute difference.
That's not because of the time it takes. It's because of the light rays bend.
Yeah.
So they bend towards us.
You can't actually see the sun, you're seeing only your...
But it rises so quickly.
Then once it comes up over the horizon, we see it rise at its normal pace.
Yes.
He's not moving down the arch?
No.
Further away from the us than the sun. And twice as big as the sun. Ask Baba how big is the moon.
Well, how big is this moon? It's much more bigger than this.
You can see in the fifth canto already.
That means that Maya is just like a magician.
Yes, certainly. That's what it's called, Maya. Maya means magician. Maya means affection, Maya means illusion, magician, so many. Strength, potency.
Prabhupada, what is your explanation why the sun changes colors? What is your explanation as to why the sun changes colors?
Sun is moving, you are seeing through some color, then it is color.
Seeing through some color?
Yeah, and just like there are in your window, there is glass, red. The sun is passing, you say sun red, and again it is come, it is white.
So the scientists say the same thing, except they say it is the earth that is moving, not the sun. The same explanation you have given for the colors they give, except that they say it is the earth that is moving, not the sun. And they wouldn't accept that point as a proof that the sun is moving.
The sun is moving because if the earth and the sun, the distance is the same, but you can calculate the distance from the rising up to the millions of miles. So unless the sun is moving, the earth cannot move so swiftly.
They're always the same distance apart? The earth and the sun are always the same
distance
apart?
Same distance is to be supposed, according to your theory, because sun is fixed.
Oh, according to our theory.
Yeah, the same distance. But you calculate how quickly it comes, you calculate the distance.
Yeah, how can the earth move so quickly?
Yes.
No, but they would say that
the earth is just spinning around.
Yeah, they would say that is not from the earth
moving.
That is not from the earth moving
rotating
around the sun, that is from the earth rotating.
It's axis.
And turning different sides, different faces to the sun.
And that's possible. That speed the earth could do. That much speed the earth could do, simply to turn around on its own.
That's rotation, not orbit.
Rotation. It's not an orbit.
It's like a top spinning.
Found its axis.
But they say the earth is spinning around so fast. It's also so
crazy. That's another point, Prabhupada. The earth is spinning, they say, but it's tilted on one side. But why it doesn't fall over?
Wait,
scientists say that the earth is like this.
Yeah, making an angle, Prabhupada.
My question is how something doesn't fall over. It's like a top. If you spin a top, when it starts spinning on the side, it falls over.
But so far as space is concerned, they don't see that there's a top or a bottom.
Yeah.
Where and why they say axis? Axis means a top and bottom.
My mental platform, how they mental.
When I was in university, I took a course.
Yes. Same example, this was spoken by one scientist in Delhi, that if a man has learned how to imitate the dog barking, people will go to see him by purchasing ticket. But he won't hear the dog, real dog barking.
Real dog.
So we are like that. We are trying to imitate dog.
Is it here, Jayavita? Yes, here.
Pretty, what you can see from the observatory.
That's why they use a telescope to make their eyes.
Everything is imperfect.
But
telescope also improved.
With the help of the telescope, then their eyes become perfect to an extent.
To an extent, that is not perfect. As soon as you say to extent, that means imperfect. Perfect to the point, that is perfect.
Limitedly perfect.
That is not perfect.
Your philosophy will be very unpopular with the general masses, probably, because you're condemning everyone.
Yes, because they're fools and that's it.
No, it probably presents it so nicely that people will like it.
That's true, brother. Sometimes you call them rascal to their face, and they like it.
Especially in India, a lot of food is a very strong word.
In America, it's not such a strong word. In America, that word rascal is not so strong as in India. In India, when you use that word, they become very offended. In America, they like to be rascal.
In America, the father chastises the child, calls him rascal.
Yeah, it has a nice connotation.
Everyone thinks of themselves as gone. Ruling of us, ruling of this called fog is finished.
Night also.
Huh?
Night also?
Yes, everything darkness finished.
The fog was just on the ground, it wasn't up. I saw in the morning the fog was low, but it was not high up.
Whatever it may be, it is finished, high or low. Explain that there is such and such things in the sun, they say.
Yes.
They went in there. Not manufacture another imitation sun. If they know what is the composition.
I'm so puffed up that they think that actually the credit is to them for discovering, just like they
what is discovering? Discovering.
They give the example that if a tree falls in the forest and there is no man there to hear it, then actually it has not fallen. This is a philosophical example, this is the most common example they give, that if a tree falls in the forest, but there is no man there, there's no one there to hear it, then actually it has never happened. Unless someone perceives it, then it does not exist. So they feel that when they discover something, at that time it begins to exist by their becoming conscious of it.
How did that explain it?
So if you're sleeping and I kill you, you weren't conscious that I was killing you, then you're still alive.
You are not killed. When it comes, you can go to the court. It is not killed.
No, they will say that. No, I'll say. I'll take the part of the rascal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the rascal. No, actually, I'm killed. Because even though I may not be conscious of it, someone is conscious of it. As long as someone must be. Just when something, it is necessary that someone be conscious of it.
No, supposing in the woods. You're in the woods, and I kill you during your sleep. There's no other human being there.
But you are conscious of it. You are conscious of my death, so therefore my death is a fact.
And then, in the forest, there are no animals?
Right.
Yes.
They are not conscious.
Sun cannot see?
Well, if an animal hears, that's all right also. As long as someone is conscious.
In the forest, there are many animals, hundreds and thousands. They are conscious that the tree has fallen.
Yes.
Then?
Then it would also be acceptable, as long as some living being has...
What is this? Everywhere someone is conscious. There is no vacancy.
But it,
yeah, this is useless talking. Full stop.
In the kung, in the outer space, there is no consciousness.
Who says? The fool says. There are consciousness. There are so many birds flying.
Higher up.
One planet. Higher means it is higher for you. Because you are so dwarf. You are so dwarf, he'll find that this tree is very big tree. You see? A small dwarf man, pygmy, he'll say, oh, it is a big tree. So it is all relative. What is called? Relative world. Higher and lower, this is all relativity. You are so low that you see a teeny thing very high. It is due to your lowerness. But there is no tree, these trees will be considered a very high tree. So your scientists and your appreciators, all they are like teeny dwarfs. What do they know about the universal effect? That is their fault. They are so small, that is the same example, Dr. Frog, calculating Atlantic Ocean. This is the fault. They do not consider that position. Just like there are thousands of ants, we can immediately kill them. And they are thinking you are very big, the ants. That we are very busy, we are very big. So this rascal's position is like that. If the devatas in higher planets like all the population of this material, this earth, they can kill like this. Finish. Just like we can kill the ants.
Yeah, in the sixth canto, second part, I haven't read it yet, but I saw a picture of a big demon who was fighting, and everyone else was just like little ants.
Yes. That was described in some English book. The man...
Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah. These rascals, they do not know there is Gulliver. They are thinking very big.
Also, Srila Prabhupada, when there is some natural calamity, like I read in the newspaper, 4,000 people were killed immediately in Guatemala.
Yes.
That is also the demigods?
Whatever it may be, greater than you, we admit it. Demigods or God or anything. But why you are thinking yourself so big? That is your fault. That is foolishness. I am a big man amongst a small teeny living entity. But why you are thinking you are biggest of all? You can understand everything. That is your fault. The folly of the conditioned soul. He's nothing. He has no value. Still his thinking is very great. Everything is big and small relatively. Just like here, if one man has got 100,000 rupees, he's a big man. But what is 100,000 rupees in America?
Nothing.
Nothing.
1 year's salary for an average man.
Yes.
A worker.
Yes. Lakhpati. Here they call it Lakhpati. Lakhpati means owner of 100,000 rupees.
Lakhpati.
So what is this Lakhpati there?
This fog appears just like an ocean, Prabhupada.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Looks just like the ocean.
Frozen. Yeah. Frozen ocean. Many, the defeated, they're coming down by the sun. They're defeated. They're high now. Go down. Yeah. Now it will be
burnt off. What is the way to draw the line between the following three things? Blasphemy, fault finding, and calling a spade a spade.
Spade a spade. That's like I'm saying that what you are a small pig only. That is the reality. And what is the other?
The other is and fault finding.
Fault finding, that is another fault that Vanamichanti, Makhika Vanamichanti, Madhavichanti. It's like the flies, they are finding out where it's sore. Mm. And the bees, they are finding out where there is honey. Mm. So, two animals, they have got two business, fault finding and collecting the good things. These are two, just like creatures. There are two classes, similarly there are many rascals who are simply fault finding.
And blasphemy?
Blasphemy, you have good qualities, but still I am defaming.
So the saintly person tends to overlook the bad qualities and see the good ones.
Yeah.
Like Krishna's dealing with Putana.
Yeah. Hundreds and thousands of miles, this fog, simply by 2 minutes light of the sun. No sun, then so many ships are standing on the ocean. The cars, they are bong, 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 bong. So many disturbances. You cannot do anything. What you can do? Immediately can kill you all. Thousands of planets immediately finish. Bring your science to protect them. No, not possible. Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. When Krishna desires to vanquish, nobody can say. Finished. Still, these rascals, there is no God. Simply rascals. At least expose these rascals. We have no power to kill them, but at least we can expose them. That is also great service.
sometimes Prabhupada, when we expose them, their argument is, oh, you're a saintly person, why are you criticizing me?
No, it is not criticizing. It is opening your eyes. You are blind, you are thinking yourself as very big. So we are opening your eyes. You are not big, you are not even pig or fig. There is Agana Simirandhasya, Agana Anjana Salata. You are blind with ignorance. So we are trying to open your eyes, see things as they are. It is favoring you. It is not criticizing you. Vibhu, the great, and Anu, the small. So these rascals, they do not understand these two important words. God is great, I am small. They think I am as good as you. This is the folly. Angels dare not, the fools rush in.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
Yeah, like that. So the angels, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they are offering their obeisances, and these rascals are claiming, I am God. How great rascals they are. Shiva Varinchi Nutam. Shiva Varinchi Nutam. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are offering their respects. And these things are, I am equal with God. This Mayavad philosophy, Murad.
Prabhupada, that tendency to be puffed up seems to be so strong. As soon as they get just a little bit of so-called qualification, then everyone is becoming puffed up. Even great personalities like Lord Indra and Lord Brahma. Mm-hmm. What to speak of all the...
Lord Brahma is also one of the living entities.
How is it possible that we're so insignificant, but at the same time we become so puffed up? How is it possible?
That is material consciousness. That you are nothing, you are thinking very big. That is material consciousness. And as soon as you become Krishna conscious, you will simply think, Krishna is great, we are nothing, insignificant. That is Krishna consciousness. So long you think that you are independent of Krishna, you are also another Krishna. And then you are fool, rascal. Mura nami janati, mami bhaparam abhayam.
That's our madness.
Madness. The whole world is going on this foolish understanding. Therefore they have been discussed. Mura, or rascals. Anyone who is thinking there is no God, there is no Krishna, it may be he is impersonal, there is no personality, I am equal to him. These are all rascals, fools.
So actually there's no way to become detached.
The only way is that you become Krishna conscious.
So through Krishna.
Yeah. Mami was a prabodhana. You surrender to Krishna and everything will be clear. Just like as soon as the sun rises, everything is clear.
Mm.
No covering. That is our propaganda. When you become Krishna conscious, then you become fully aware of everything. Otherwise, you remain duskal, fool, gadha, ashes. If you prefer to remain ashes, you can do so. But we are servant of Krishna. We must preach the real reality.
Even the jnanis and yogis become puffed up.
What is these jnanis? They are also another rascal. Another edition of rascals. Maunam janmanavanti jnanavan mang purpadyat. They were so-called jnanis. After many, many births, practical realization, they surrendered to Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvangi. Some Mahatmas. Then he understands that Krishna is everything. But such great person is very, very rare. Some Mahatmas, Sudhulla, very, very rare.
But what about the persons who may be a little bit devoted but who have not achieved that unalloyed devotion?
Kanishta Dika. They are not devotees, they are called bhakta-bhas. There is some one science of bhakti, actually they are not bhakti. Bhakta-bhas, avas. Avas means a simple, a little light.
So devotee really means one who has love for Krishna?
Yes, on our life, without any condition. Anna vilasita sunnam, zero, all other, that I am this, I am that, I am jnani, I am yogi, I am kuni, I am minister, I am king, all these are. Thinking like that, all nonsense. I am servant of Krishna. That is greatness. Jiveshwarupaya nitya Krishna dahar. That is self-realization. Atma-tattam.
So, because that person is very rare, then I guess the only way we can possibly know how to become like that is to find one pure devotee and exactly follow that way of Krishna consciousness that he has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean to say that because this pure devotee is so rare, the only way must be to find out the pure devotee and exactly follow.
If you try to find out,